This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Bush is urging lawmakers to reform the nation's intelligence agencies.
I call upon the Congress to pass the intelligence bill. It is a good piece of legislation. It is a necessary piece of legislation. It's a piece of legislation that is important for the security of our country.
The president spoke today as Congress prepared to reconsider those intelligence reforms this week. The intelligence bill has already been stopped once. Key Republican lawmakers objected to some of its provisions. One of those lobbying for the bill is Thomas Kane. He's a former Republican governor of New Jersey, and he is also chairman of the commission that called for reforms.
It's very hard for me to believe that a bill that has the support of the leaders of both parties, the Speaker, the President of the Senate, and the President of the United States, and in addition, about 80% of the American people, that I've never seen a bill like that didn't pass.
The fact that it hasn't passed, doesn't that make you wonder if all the people you mentioned really do favor the bill that strongly?
Well, no, I think Washington's a difficult place sometimes, and we've had to overcome a number of obstacles. This is just simply the last one. I think were it brought to a vote in the House, we would get 3/4 of the votes. The problem is trying to convince those who have the power to bring it to a vote.
The conservative columnist Robert Novak wrote that the Bush administration had dodged a bullet, the suggestion being they didn't really want it.
Well, I guess Mr. Novak doesn't believe the president tells the truth. The president's backed the bill in the campaign. He's backed it since the campaign. And, I believe this president.
I want to ask about some of the objections that have been raised. Duncan Hunter, a very influential House Republican, warned that rearranging the intelligence agencies would disrupt the military's chain of command. There are a lot of intelligence agencies within the Pentagon. Now they would be reporting to a national intelligence director instead of, according to Hunter, reporting to military commanders. Is that a legitimate concern?
That wouldn't change. The military will have exactly the same chain of command. Right now, for instance, if a commander in the field wants to position a spy satellite, it goes through the director of the CIA. It's always been that way. That wouldn't change.
Why do you think that Duncan Hunter and perhaps other House Republicans are not convinced of this?
I know that they want to keep the same controls that the Pentagon has right now, and that's budgetary control. You see, one of the problems with intelligence has been that the intelligence agencies don't control their own budget. Supposedly, the chief intelligence officer in the country now is the head of the CIA. He doesn't control 80% of his budget.
That's Thomas Kane. He is chairman of the 9/11 Commission.